Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Siben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Beitza, daf Yud Tes. We left off on the very top of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Good morning, Dr. Joe, Avi, David Yeshua, Tzvika, Shlomo David, Rav Mordechai, Chanoch Henoch, and we will begin from the words Tana Rabbanan. Now that we spent yesterday's daf discussing dipping a kli in the mikveh on Yontif, we are now going to talk about dipping a kli in the mikveh bein hashmashos. Tana Rabbanan, kli shenitmamer Yontif. If your kli became tummy from erev Yontif, ein matbilin oso bein hashmashos. So do not dip it in the mikveh on bein hashmashos, because bein hashmashos is suffik yom and suffik lila. And if Bein HaShemashos during twilight, if it's actually night, so you're going to be dipping it on Yontif. And we said yesterday, you're not allowed to dip the kli on Yontif. Rabbi Shimon Shazui Omer, Af Bechol Ein Matbil Noso. Rabbi Shimon Shazui says, good morning, Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Shimon Shazui says that even on a weekday, you should not dip it Bein HaShemashos. Why? Mipnei Shetzarech Herib Shemesh. Because basically, the point is, you have to dip it during the day, because you have to wait till night to completely use it. And if it's Bein HaShemashos, maybe it's already tomorrow, in which case you have to wait till the whole tomorrow night. Because it has the status of a Tvul Yom. So any Kli that's Hutbal Bein HaShemashos, it's a suffix. Was it day or was it night? And therefore you have to wait till tomorrow night. So therefore, since the person who's doing it so late, he's probably doing it so late because he wants to use it that night. So we should tell him, sorry, Charlie, don't do it Bein HaShemashos. Wait till tomorrow and dip it tomorrow so that you know that you have to wait till tomorrow night to use it. Ask the Gemara, V'tana Kama, lo bai harav shemesh. So why does Tana Kama say it's okay on a weekday? He doesn't require harav shemesh. Ask the Gemara, Marava, Ashkach Tinel Rabbana Devei Rav. I found the rabbis in the Beis Medrash, the Asa of the Kamri. They were sitting and explaining this machlokas. Tanakam and Reb Shimon Shazui are arguing about the following issue. The case was, what's the case going? The guy was holding his shirt, which was tamei, in his hand, and he's running to the mikvah. He's running. Bein HaShemashos, Latbula. He's running Bein HaShemashos Dibbet. Mar Savar, Haidu Karoid V'Azel, Made the Yade, Dubai Herib Shemesh. So Tanakama, who permits it, says on a weekday, says that the guy's running Bein HaShemashos, he knows the score. He's trying to get it in. He ends up getting there too late, but he knows, why was he running? He was running because he knows he got to do it during the day. So he's, now that he didn't get there during the day, he's going to know to wait till tomorrow night. We're not worried. But the other guy says, no, why is he running? He's running because, I don't know, he's late for an appointment, or he's got to get back to work. Not because of this. So the question is whether, machshavto nikeres mitoch maisov. Can you understand from the fact that he was running that he really knows the score or not? One opinion says, you could assume he's running, he knows the score. The other opinion says, no, maybe he's running for a different reason. He's not running because he knows the halacha, so you don't have to worry about it.
No benefit of the doubt.
No benefit of the doubt. Well, again, we don't know why he's running. Good morning, Donnie and Little Langsam. Good morning, both of you. What's your name, Tzadik? Donnie, what's your little brother's name? He's got to get a welcome, too.
Eitan.
Eitan's joining the daf. Good morning, Eitan. Rabbi Willing told me yesterday the story of a four-year-old was listening to the daf. On my daf, he said the guy knew that we're not allowed to use, he was yelling at his father, he can't use bamboo in the sukkah. The guy have to use bamboo in the sukkah. So the four-year-old, he says, yes, I said there's only three people in the world. He was bamboo in the sukkah. Me, Little Rabbi Willig, and Big Rabbi Willig. We're the only people in the world. Okay. So Rava gives a different answer. Va'amina lehu ana. So that's what the rabbis told Rava. That's the machlokes. Va'amina lehu ana. But Rava himself gave a different answer. No. Everybody agrees. But whether Tanakam or Shimon Shinzuri, they all agree that in a Stam case, exactly as Dr. Joe said, give the guy the benefit of the doubt. In the Stam case, we know if he's running, Mistami, he knows he's trying to do it before Bein HaShemashos. Keep Pligi. They're arguing about a different thing here. we have a reason to suspect. Kigon de'itame b'pachos michadasha. We're talking about a case where that in the past, this is a guy who had another shirt or a pot that became tame with less than a lentil size of a sheretz. And he came in front of the rabbis and asked the shaila, b'pachos michadasha itame olo. So the guy already showed that he doesn't know the laws of Tumah V'Tahara a different time. So that's the guy we're talking about. He came to the rabbis and asked him whether less than a, we all know we can answer this question in our sleep, whether less than a lentil size of a sheretz touch the thing, is it mitame? No, we all know that halacha is that a sheretz is only mitame b'chadasha. So, but this guy didn't know the din. So the shaila is, if he didn't know that din, does he also not know this din? If he didn't know the halacha of Tumas Mitame Chadasha, can we assume he also doesn't know the halacha that you have to wait till Harav Shemesh? If you do it Bein Hashmash, you've got to wait till tomorrow night. Omar Savar, no. Hahu Dulo Gomer, Harav Shemesh Gomer. Don't make assumptions just because the guy didn't know that halacha doesn't mean he's not going to know this halacha. Fascinating. Whether or not we consider the guy an Amaretz or not.
Maybe
he's a good guy. Right, he's catching up what he doesn't know. Okay. Good morning, Jeremy. And, let's continue. Umatzbil and migav legav. The Mishnah had said you're allowed to do tefillah from one case to the other case. So we said, what does this mean? We didn't know. Tanabana, ketza migav legav. What does this mean? You could dip on yontif from one case to the other case. Harotzalasas gito al gav kado. Someone who dipped his tame kalim, because he wanted to use the kli for taharos to fill them up with oil. So he dipped them in the mikvah with the intention to use it for oil. But now he wants to use it, the same kalim, for wine instead of oil. V'chado al gav gito, or the other way around. The first time he wanted to use it for, he dipped it in the mikvah for using it for wine, and now he wants to use it for oil. Oseh, so you are allowed to do this without an additional tevilah, because once it's tar, it's tar. You don't need a machshava specifically to use it for one specific purpose. We don't say that since he only wanted it for this purpose, it prevents you from using it for something else. So that's what the Mishnah says, ma'pil migav legav. Oh, so what does it mean, ma'pil migav legav? Let's say a person want to be machmir on himself and dip it again. He says it was dipping for the wrong reason, so he wants to dip it again on yontif. That would be okay to do this dipping on yontif. Why? Because since it's not halachically necessary, because it's already dipped, so you're not being masak in the kli, it's not considered halachically to be a tefillah, because it's a tefillah she'ena tzricha, therefore it's mutter on yontif. So many commentaries ask the question, not the question that you and I would have asked. You and I would have asked, I mean, isn't this obvious? Well, many ask, what's the chiddush that you're allowed to do this? What do you mean? It's not a tefillah at all. So why in the world? I mean, are you allowed to wash your dishes on Shabbos? You're allowed to wash your dishes on Yontif, right? So what's the chiddush? You're not doing a tefillah. All the four reasons we gave about why you're not to do a tefillah don't apply here. I don't know. Maybe Shemi. So the Ra'ah answers. The Ra answers. B'yamim tovim shenagin behem tahara yisera hayunagin lipo migav legav. That they accepted. That's they kind of the people who are extra special, careful about tumah v'tahara. They accepted upon themselves the chumrah that if I were matpil it for one reason and then I ended up not using it for that for a different reason, they would be machmir to do it again. It's a chumrah.
But we said before that here's the guy running with his shirt. You don't give the benefit of the doubt. But here you allow this guy to put it a second time. You don't know it's a second time. It might be his first time.
No, I guess it's a case where we know. I mean, we saw it. We were Edim. I don't know. Anyway, nevertheless, even though these people took it as a chumra, it's mutter anyway. The Rashba tells Rabbeinu Peretz give a different answer, that there's a tzad chiv midrabanan, so that your kavana should be a kavana shlema b'tzvila. There's a chiddush that, nevertheless, it's mutter. The Shita Gumbetzis writes in the name of his Rebbe, you might have asked this tzvila, even though there isn't any mitzvah, because the guy who himself is doing it, who's being machmir in his own eyes, it's looking like he's doing something significant. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Fine. Now, what about the Mishnah said, Ketzah mechabur lechabura? What does it mean? You're allowed to be tovel from one chabur to the other chabur? Says the Gemara, a little chazar of psachim over here. I'm telling you, we're getting such great chazara of our previous daf yomi sechtes. So, haya ochel b'chaburazu. Let's say you were eating your carbon pesach with one chabura, and your kalim were tummy from before pesach. So obviously, you dipped your kalim in the mikveh before pesach for this chabura. But then v'rotz alecha b'chabura acheres harishus v'yado. Now you want to switch chaburas. So, you don't have to go and dip your kalim in the mikveh now, another time, to eat with the new chabura. So therefore, but let's say you're doing it anyway, you want to be machmir on yourself, because you want to do extra special, because hey, I only dipped my kalim in the mikveh for this chabura. I didn't. You want to be machmir on yourself to dip the kalim in the mikveh another time? That you're allowed to do another, because it's not legit. So everybody asked the kash over here, what do you mean? You're not allowed to switch chaburas? We learned this in Psachim. Once you started eating, you're allowed to mix chaburas. Tosas Chachme Anglia asks, how are you allowed to switch your chabura on the night of Yontif after the Shechitas HaPesach? Didn't we learn in Psachim on Peites, I think it says here, Peites, Mordechai I'm sure remembers it, but I have to read it here, that after the Shechitas HaPesach, you're not allowed to switch chaburas.
Waiters?
So he answers, we're talking about after he ate a kizayis. Right. La'acha shekvar ochal kizayis me'apesach shenimna alav im b'nei chaburoso v'oz rashay limshach yodav alecha b'chabur acheres. However, the Meiri, apparently, what, after he ate a la'acha shechitas ha'pesach means shemedubar la'acha shekvar ochal kizayis me'apesach. Did it say here that he actually started eating? Haya ochel. Haya ochel b'chabur azu. I don't understand the answer. Oh, that's the next answer. Good. Good. Very good, speaker. Excellent. Next, the Meiri says, kvar be'erev Pesach. The Meiri says it means he switched on Erev Pesach. Kodem shchitaso. That's the Meiri's answer. Before the shchita. So some say, again, meduba la'acha shekvar ocha kezayis mea pesach shenimne alavim b'nei chaburoso v'oz rashai limshoch yodo v'lecho b'chabur acheres. Oh, maybe the pshat of the first answer is that once you've eaten a kezayis with your chabur, you're yaitzei already. So you're done. So then you can go to another place. That was one answer. Second answer is no, it's talking about beforehand. Okay. The Chachmas Manoach writes, Shetvila zu mechabur lachbur a bal kachin enen beyontiv el be'erav yontiv. Okay. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayis has a completely different shot of this. And other Rishonim. We're not talking about chaburs of Karban Pesach at all. Whole nother shot. And we're not talking about Tvilas Rishos. Ella. The Mishnah is talking about a person who ate with a kli tahar, with a chabura that was eating maaser sheni, and he wants to use the same kli with a chabura eating truma. And min lahalacha, you have to dip the kli again after using a maaser truma, like it says in Chagiga. Nevertheless, it's mutar on yatav because you're not removing tuma; you're just being mosif tahara. Because the level of tahara required for Maisa Sheni is not the same tahara as Truma. So you have to dip it again. That's a Gemara in Chagiga. I don't know what it's talking about there. But anyway, just a whole different shot of the Gemara. Let's continue. New Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Now, every Yontif, you have to bring three karbanos. Olas Re'ia, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. Three karbanos. An Ola, that's Olas Re'ia, that's the Lo Yerupanai Rekam. A Shlamim for Karban Chagiga, and Shlamim to eat as a for the mitzvah of Simcha. Now, even though the Torah permits malacha for ochal nefesh, but if the carbon is not from the obligation of yontif, so then you're not allowed to bring it on yontif. However, karbanos that are chovas haregel, the Mishnah is going to say you are mutter, you're allowed to be makriv them on yontif. So the olas re'ia is a machlokis b'shaim beis hillel. And they're also going to argue about smicha. Let's see, says the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim, similar to the Mishnahs we had previously about Machloks and Bishan Besilel, about Machloks and Bishan Besilel, about Simchas Yantif. To what degree is Simchas Yantif going to be matir various issues? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Omrim, Mevin, Shlamim, we'll see which ones. Not all Shlamim, we'll see in a second. Mevi'in shlamim on yontif, you're allowed to, Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to bring carbon shlamim. You're allowed to shecht it, you're allowed to burn it, do everything, eat it, everything. Mevi'in shlamim on yontif. Ve'ein somchan aleim. But you're not allowed to do smicha on the carbon shlamim because an animal's muktza on yontif. So you're not allowed to, you're allowed to do the other avodas, but smicha you're not allowed to do. We'll see why smicha is different. If you're somich on the animal b'chol kocho, you're using it. So the point is, you can do smicha on erev yontif. So you have to do the smicha on erev yontif. You should do the smicha on erev yontif. Because according to Beis Shammai, you don't have to do smicha right before the shechita. As the Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf. Let me see that in tomorrow's daf. They don't hold tekef l'smicha shechita. Beis Shammai doesn't hold it that way. Right. We're going to learn later on in Beitza that you're not allowed to ride an animal on yontif. And similarly, any kind of usage. So smicha, you're not allowed to do with the animal on yontif. The Meiri adds, since you have to do smicha b'chol kocho, it's almost like you're riding on it. And you have to say, even if you're not going to totally push down on the animal, it's still aser. Okay. So Beis Shammai says, Mevi'in shlamim ve'ein somchan alein. You're not allowed to do smicha. Aval lo olos. But Beis Shammai adds that you're not allowed to bring a carbon ola on yontif. Now we'll see if this applies to the olos for e or not. But Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bring, because there's no ochal nefesh. Right? You're not eating it. You're burning the whole thing. Ubeis hil omrim, Mevi'in shlamim ve'olos ve'somchan alein. Beis hil says no problem. You're allowed to bring shlamim. So they both agree you're allowed to bring shlamim. But they argue, Beis Shammai says no olas. Beis Hillel says yes olas. And they also argue about smicha. Beis Shammai says you can't do smicha on the shlamim. And Beis Hillel says you can do smicha on the shlamim. So there's two machloksim in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Hillel. They all agree you're allowed to bring shlamim. Machlokas can do smicha on the shlamim. And a machlokas can bring olas. That's in the Mishnah. Oh, says the Gemara. Amar Ula, machlokas b'shalmei chagiga. Lismoch. Everyone agrees you're allowed to shecht the Shalmei Chagiga. You're allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. It's a chovas hayom. So everyone agrees it's got to be brought on yontif, so you're allowed to shecht the shlamim. That's why it said everyone agrees you're allowed to bring the shlamim. But the machlokis is to do smicha on them. Because it's not a carbon tzibur, right? Shalmei Chagiga is a carbon yachid. Any carbon yachid requires smicha. So the machlokas is by the shankar. And v'olas re'ia likarev. And the machlokas is, are you allowed to bring the olas re'ia on yantif? What do you mean? What's the machlokas? Debe shamay savrei. No. Pasuk says, v'chag osemo so chag lashem. The word chag is extra. Chagiga in olas re'iyah lo. You're not allowed to be makriv the olas re'iyah on yontif because the shami chagiga, someone's going to eat it, so there's ochal nefesh. But the olas re'iyah, you're not allowed to bring on yontif because there's no eating. You're not allowed to bring it on yontif because there's no eating. But Ubeis Hillel Savri, what are you talking about? The Pasuk says, V'chag Osem Oso Chag LaShem. LaShem, called the LaShem. Anything that's for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mutar B'Yontif, even the Olas Re'iyah, Aval Nedarim U'Nedavos, but even Shlamim, and Kal V'Chomer Olos, even Shlamim that are Nedarim V'Nedavos, Divrei HaKol Ein Kraven B'Yontif. Because you don't have to bring them today. Bring them tomorrow. It's not Sorach HaRegel. And therefore, everyone agrees you're not allowed to bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif. Gemara says, is this really true? Ula, are you correct? Meisivei will ask you a question against this. What are you talking about? Amar B'Shem Ben Elazar. Lo nechlu b'shai b'selal ola she'ena shel Yontif. Everyone agrees that an ola that's not a chiyuv of the regel, like an ola of a neder and a dava, everyone agrees, she'ena kreva b'yantav. Two reasons not to allow. Number one, no one's eating it. Number two, it's not b'choyiv today. Va'al shlamim she'en shel yantav, and the shalmei chagiga, and the shalmei simcha, everyone agrees, she'kreva b'yantav. Because you have two reasons, yes, to bring them. Number one, they're obligated on the yantav. Number two, they're eating. There's ochel nefesh. Alma nechlku, Al Ola Shehi Shel Yontif, they argue on Olas Re'iyah, where there is a din to bring it on Yontif, so there's one reason to bring it, that it's the Zman of the carbon is now. Va'al Shlamim She'ena Shel Yontif, and Shalmei Nedava, which also has one reason. Shebe Shalmei Omrim Lo Yavi, Beishamei says you're not allowed to bring these two things, Ubeisil Omrim Yavi. So you see clearly that Nedarim and Shalmei Nedarim and Nedavos, Beis Hillel says, yes. Ula said, Shalmei Nedarim and Nedavos, everyone agrees, no. So it's against our Mishnah, it's against Ula. Answer the Gemara, Tritz ve'emahachi, we can give the following answer. Our Mishnah Medelazar, Lo Nechluko Beishamei Beis Hillel, you're right, we had the wrong gears in the Braisa. Our Mishnah Medelazar, Lo Nechluko Beishamei Beis Hillel, Al Olo Shlamim, She'ein shel yantif, she'ein kre ola u'shlamim she'ein shel yantif. There's no machlokes of the ola and the shlamim that are not of yantif, namely neder nedava, she'ein kreven b'yantif. No, they all agree that shlamim of a neder nedava cannot be brought on yantif. Va'al shlamim she'ein shel yantif she'kreven b'yantif. But the shami simcha and the shami chagiga can't be brought. Maneku al ola she'ein shel yantif. They're only arguing on the ola sur'iyah, that the Zman is on the Yontif, Shebeshami Omrim Lo Yavi, Obeisil Omrim Yavi, says the, so we defended Ula. The Gemara is not going to reject this. Rav Yosef Amar, what do you have to reread the Brisa for? This is Machlokes. Leave the Brisa the way it is. This is a dispute about what they held. Rav Yosef Amar, Tanoi Shaklas Alma. What are you ignoring all the Brises and the Mishnayos in the world? And you have to change the brisa, take out your pen and start crossing stuff out in the brisa. Tanoi, come on! This is an old machlokas tanoi, and we have a machlokas about this, about shalmei neder and nedava l'das beis hillel. Is it mutter or not? Some tanaim say like Ula, and some tanaim say like the brisa. This side, you went to the brisa. Shlamim haboy machmas yantif, shalmei chagiga and shalmei simcha. Biyantif, beshalmei omrim somech aleim erev yantif, beshochtim biyantif. Beshalmei says do smicha erev yantif, but shechtin on yantif. Ubeis Hillel omrim somech aleim biyantif, beshochtan biyantif. Beis Hillel holds tekef lismicha shchita, and therefore he says you could do it on yantif. Aval Nedarim Nedavos, Divrei HaKol, Ein Kreven B'Yantif. But Nedarim Nedavos, even Shlomim, everyone agrees, are not Brony Yontif. This is mamish like Ula. So you see, there's Tanaim that support Ula. Don't change the Brisa. Ula has Tanaim on his side. You don't have to change the Brisa to fit Ula. Leave the Brisa the way it was. The Brisa argues, but Ula has his Tanaim. And the Gemara continues and says, Vahani Tanoi, Kihani Tanoi. And these Tanaim agree with the following Tanaim. Deciding into the Brisa Toseftim Chagiga, Ein Mevin Toda Bechaga Matzos. You're not allowed to bring a carbon Toda on Pesach Mipnei Chometz Sheba. Because of the 40 loaves that you bring with your carbon Toda, 10 of them are Chometz. Velo Bat Seres. And you can't bring a carbon Toda on Shavuos Mipnei Shehu Yantif. And you're not allowed to bring a Stam carbon Toda, which is considered to be, interestingly, the Gemara is considering a carbon Toda to be an optional carbon. It's a voluntary. You want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that happened to you, or just Stam, you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to bring carbon Toda, so it's considered to be optional. Right, that's what Rashi seems to say over here. Rashi says, it's like the Nedarim and Nedavos. Carbon Toda is considered to be like a Neder and Nedava. It's an optional carbon. And therefore, you can't bring it on Shavuos because you're not allowed to bring Shlomim that are optional Shlomim. Well, maybe Adam Todas b'chag ha-Sukkos, but you are allowed to bring your carbon Toda on Sukkos on Chol HaMoed because you can't bring it on Yontif. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, Shalosh Pamim Bashna Yeyra calls the Chokos B'Hashem L'Kech Bama Koma Sheyuchar B'chag ha-Matzos b'chag ha-Shavuos b'chag ha-Sukkos. Kol Sheba b'chag ha-Matzos ba b'chag ha-Shavuos b'chag ha-Sukkos. Kol Shaloba b'chol Shaloba b'chag ha-Matzos Eino ba b'chag ha-Sukkos. Since you, we'll see what it means, but since you can't bring a Talmud on Pesach, you can't bring it on Shavuos or Sukkos either. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, his son, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues on his daddy, Mevi Adam Todaso b'chag ha-Sukkos. You are even allowed to bring your carbon Toda on Yantav of Chag Sukkos. V'yotze ba'yidei chavaso mishum simcha. You're allowed to bring your carbon Toda even on Yantav of Sukkos, even though you were already obligated yourself to bring this carbon Toda mitzad, the carbon Toda, since according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he holds you're allowed to use this carbon Toda to be yotze yuchiv simcha on Yantav also, because the chiv of simcha, there's no obligation to shecht, he holds, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds, there's no obligation to shecht an animal specifically for the carbon simcha. You could use the carbon Toda or any other optional carbon that you have as your shalmi simcha, and therefore it's considered to be part of the chiv of Yantav, because you're yotze the chiv of simcha, but v'ein yotze b'mishum chagiga. So you could use the Toda for your Shalmi Simcha, but you can't use your Toda for your Shalmi Chagiga. Because the Karban Chagiga is a Chiyuv, so you can't bring it from, it has to be brought from Behema Schulin, and not from a Behema that was already Niskadesh. So now the Gemara is going to go back over this Brisa in greater detail to speak about each thing individually. Amar Mar, let's go back to what we just said over here. Ein mevi'in toda b'chag ha-matzos mechametz sheba, asked the Gemara Pshita. Isn't that obvious? It's got chametz. Amar Rav Ada b'reid Rav Yitzhak v'amrila Rav Shmuel Baraba hacha barba asar askinan. We're talking about the 14th in the morning. In the morning, before this minus or chametz, you're still not allowed to bring carbon toda at 9 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because savar ein mevi'in kachin lebeis hapsul. By being mema'it zman achiloso, you're causing it to become nosar earlier than it's supposed to be, because you got to stop eating chametz at 10 a.m. on Erev Pesach. So the chiddush is, even though you could sneak it in before that, nosar rebab, you can't do that, because you're not allowed to be mema'it zman achiloso, which of course we all know is why Erev Pesach, we don't say mizmor lasoda in davening. Erev Pesach already, we don't say mizmor lasoda, because Erev Pesach, our Gemara says, you're already not allowed to bring carbon Toda. Even though you could sneak it in technically, but you're not allowed to bring a carbon at a time where you're going to be limiting the time that you can eat the carbon. So since you're limiting it till 10, you're causing a greater chance that it's going to become Nosa. because you're already you're b'mayitzman achilasa. V'lo bat seres. Now, you're not allowed to bring the carbon told on Shavuos beishu yantiv kasav and the darman and davos ain't craving beyantiv. Avon maybe yantiv does b'chag asukas. Amos, Elaim, beyond the Ratzmo, you just told me about Amos, well, about Tzertin, Shiyantiv. Ella Bechol Shol Moed. So the only time you could bring the Karban Toda on a Yantiv is Chol Moed Sukkot. So that's Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harei Omer, Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaShuos, Bechag HaSukkos, Kol Shebo. Kol Shebo, Bechag HaMatzos, Bo, Bechag HaShuos, Bechag HaSukkos. Kol shelo babachag matzos, eino babachag shuos chag sukkos. So the Gemara thinks at this point that Rabbi Shimon's coming to say that just like a neder and nedava of toda cannot be brought on Pesach because of chametz, so too he holds it can't be brought even on chol hamoed. So he disagrees with that. That's what the Gemara thinks. Ask the Gemara, maskev l'Rabbi Zeira, hashta saluse misaltinon. You're even allowed, on Chol HaMoed, you're even allowed to rip branches off the tree in order to, for firewood, on Chol HaMoed. Because any malacha that's done with Tzorach HaMoed, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Nidarim and Nidavos, which are Ochel Nefesh Mamish Mibay, you're not allowed to shecht a Nidarim and Nidavos on Chol HaMoed? That doesn't make any sense. And therefore, because of this kasha, the Gemara learns Rabbi Shimon differently. Rabbi Shimon could not have meant that you can't shecht the optional carbon on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. That's ridiculous. He says it can't be you can't shecht the carbon told on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. That doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Shimon must have meant something else. Amar Abaye b'hakrava kuli avalo pligi d'shari. No. To be makriv a carbon toda or any neder in a dava, everyone agrees Chol HaMoed Pesach. Again, you can't do a toda on Chol HaMoed Pesach, but other nedarim and nedavos, Chol HaMoed Pesach would be okay, and Chol HaMoed Sukkos, even a toda would be okay. Ba'akrav o'kol yamal b'gid shari. Ki pligi, where do they argue? L'meikam alei b'bal ta'acher. We're going to learn this in Rosh Hashanah. Is that the next Masechta coming up after Beitzah? Is that Rosh Hashanah? That's a big sugi at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Bal ta'acher. Sugi bal ta'acher. If you commit to bring a carbon, how long do you have to bring it? So usually we assume a shalosh regalim. You have to bring it within the three regalim. One opinion we're going to learn right now learns one regal. Let's see. Says the Gemara. Ba'akrava kolam l'pligi d'shar. Ki pligi l'meikam le'i b'bal ta'acher. What's the time that's the last time that you could bring the carbon and you won't violate b'al ta'acher? Now again, usually you would bring a carbon is around yontif time. If you didn't live in Yerushalayim, you weren't going to make a special trip. So the time you would be makar of all your nedarim and nedavos was yantiv time. So when you violate b'al ta'acher, right? The Torah says in Parshas, I think it's in Kiseitze, or maybe Kisavo, I'm not sure. I think it's Kiseitze. Kisidor nedal Hashem lechech lo sacher l'shamo. Don't violate b'al ta'acher. Now, it says, b'chag hamas chashchah sukos, that's the Torah b'al ta'acher. Tanakama savar sholosh regalim amar rachmana. By Tanakama saying that whatever you can't bring on Pesach, you can't also bring Shavuos and Sukkos, he means like this. Sholosh regalim amar rachmana. The Torah says that the time to violate b'al ta'acher is three regalim. But the Torah does not require the three regalim to go in order, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. It doesn't require it. Afilu shelo kesidron. Even if it's not in the right order, you're going to still violate Baal Ta'acher. That's what he means to say. Like, let's say you made your neder after Pesach. Okay? So, now you're going to pass Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. Once you pass the third regal, you violate Baal Ta'acher, even though Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos did not go in order. Nevertheless, you're going to violate it. That's what Tanakama means. Ein revin tod b'chag hamatzos v'nechamet sheba v'lo b'atzeres deishu yontif el maybe yadam b'chag hasukos. It's to teach me if you better bring it on Sukkos, even if it's your first regel, because if you don't bring it on Sukkot, you're not going to be able to bring it on Pesach, and you're not going to bring it on Shavuos. So you're going to violate Baal Ta'achar, because you're going to violate three regalim. So that's what he meant to say. Bring it on Sukkot and don't violate Baal Ta'achar. The Rabbi Shimon Savar, no, you don't have to worry about that. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Kisidron, in Shalom Kisidron Lo. Rabbi Shimon says, you only violate Baal Ta'achar if you go Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot in order. But if it's Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, you don't violate it. So you don't have to be worried to bring it this Sukkot, because you can always bring it next Sukkot, and you won't violate Baal Ta'achar in a situation where you made the neder, let's say, after Pesach, so you don't have to be so hyper about that. So that's what he means to say. Kol sheba b'chag ha-matzos. What does that mean? Meaning that if you made the neder before Pesach, then you got to bring it on Sukkot. But if you didn't make the neder before Pesach, you don't have to bring it on Sukkot because you still have a whole nother year extra. That's what he meant to say. If you made the neder before Pesach, so you could bring it on Shavuos or Sukkot because it's three regalim. But if the neder was not made by Pesach time, if you hadn't made the neder, rather you made the neder after Pesach, so then you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to bring it dafka in Shavuos or Sukkot because you have plenty of time until next Sukkot to bring the karban. Okay, a little more. Rabbi Elazar, what does his son hold? Rabbi Elazar Shun, no. Maybe Adam Todaso b'chaga Sukkot. Rabbi Elazar Shun holds you're allowed to bring karban toda on chaga Sukkot. Amos. What does this mean? Ilema b'chol shamoid ha'inatanakama. We already learned you could do that. Ella b'yantif. V'kasavar nidar munadavos craven b'yantif. He disagrees with Tanakama. And he holds nidar munadavos craven b'yantif. Here's another example of the machlok's time where the nidar munadavos are in yantif. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. Umayishna chagasukos denakat. So why did he say only Sukkot? What do you mean? You could bring it on Shavuos also. You could bring it on Shavuos also. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, L'tameh. The Sani we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Yomar Chagas Sukkos, Shabbat Kos Medaber. It was already talking about Sukkot. Lama Nemar, Lomar, Shezeh Achron. So Rabbi Shimon says that Sukkot is always has to be the third of the Shalosh Regalim to violate Baal Ta'achar. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with his father. Omer, he says, Lomar, Shezeh Goreim. No, you don't need three regalim. It's always Sukkot that is you violate Baal Ta'achar. If you make your nether before Pesach, you have to Sukkot. If you make the nether after Pesach before Shavuos, you have to Sukkot. If you make your nether before Sukkot, you only have to Sukkot. Sukkot is also the determinant factor, even if it's your first regel. So that's Rabbi Elazar Bishim means in the Braisa. That's why he says Chag HaSukkos, to teach us that all Baal Ta'acher all depends on Sukkot. Okay, we'll still do a little bit more. I'll drop more. Says in Gemara, V'yotzei ba mishum simcha ve'inu yotzei ba mishum chagiga. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, if you bring your carbon toda, you can be yotze simcha b'na chagiga. Says the Gemara, pshita. Obviously. Why did Rabbi Elazar have to tell this? Davar shebechovahi. V'chol davar shebechovahi in a baralam ha'chulin. Chagiga is a choga. You can't use your previous nether and a dava. It's already holy for your chagiga. It's a chova. Lo tzricha. Da'af al gav deparish. Even at the time that you were giving your carbon toda, oh no. We'll stop here. Sorry about that. Stop here.